Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Limits, we've hit the point in the show where it's the final segment and we don't know where our fearless leader is.
Joe has disappeared on you, Donnie. That's a frequent occurrence for me where I'm scouring the hallways yelling, "Joe, where are you?"
Yeah, and now we're in a store. We're at the 84 Lumber in Bridgeville where we've had a phenomenal show today. I don't know if he just popped into the bathroom. I don't know if he's looking around to try and complete that at-home project because, as he said earlier, his wife and daughter have him down in the basement like a cat, he described it. He's like that guy from the Goonies Limits where he gets put down in the cellar.
What's going on
of the
here?
House.
I'm trying to peacefully go to the bathroom. I got Seth knocking on the door.
Yeah, where are you, Joe?
We have a trained professional here, and Donnie, he's handling things while I handle things. My God. But I'm back, Donnie. Everything go well?
Yes.
What a day this has been at 84 Lumber here in Bridgeville. What a day. One of my favorite remote shows ever. Wonderful people, all kinds of treats left and right, even right down to the bottled water. One of the great Donnie Football Fridays ever. All right, Limits, tell us about the predictions, if you would.
Well, Donnie, unfortunately, the savvy old news hound has caught up.
Uh-oh.
He went 7-1 2 weeks ago, and we went 4-4. He went 8-3 last week.
Yeah, baby.
You went 5-6, and I went 6-5. So Donnie and I are both 40-40. Joe, who at one point was 26-35, has taken the lead at 41-39.
And these two, not you, Donnie.
So come on,
so
Donnie.
Limits had the nerve to jump on me for predicting on your guys' behalf that the Bengals would win outright this
week. Yes, I did.
With a lunch on the line from Nick Costos.
Correct.
The news hound is on a heater here.
You are.
Believe the news hound.
Yeah, I feel like we got to ride with him even more, Limits.
By the way, Limits.
He's red hot.
I am not.
There's a pick of the week, and I'll tell you when we get to it this week in football. One of the picks of the year. I can't believe the point spread that I saw, but go ahead.
All right, Donnie, let's do what we did last week, and we picked the Whipple Championship games that you and I are working tomorrow. So let's do that again with the four classifications that we're playing, 1, 2, 3, and 5A.
Hold on, I picked last week's high school games based on, like, ridiculous things because I know nothing about it. And
go ahead and do it again. You did well. You got the same picks that we did.
All right.
Okay, Joe, we'll go to you then first. Now we'll go to Donnie. Laurel and Clairton are playing. Donnie, who do you like?
Give me the Bears, baby. I know Laurel had the upset of the week, but Clairton will be back on top in 1A.
Who are they playing?
Laurel. Who upset Fort Cherry last week. It was the upset of the weekend.
Is it anywhere near the Laurel Valley Golf Club? Or Laurel Golf Club? I wonder. Well, I'll go with Clairton. You can never go wrong going with Clairton.
I will go with Clairton as well. Very fascinated to see what they do this year. They didn't allow a point for a large stretch of the season after week one until their final week of the year. Steel Valley against Seton LaSalle. Joe, are you going with the Fighting Rebels?
Of course I am, Limits. Maybe they'll lose in crushing fashion like my daughter's volleyball team to Avonworth when they had match point in the fourth set at 24-23 and wound up losing. And then Avonworth goes on and wins the Whipple title as an 11 seed.
Wow.
Who seeded the volleyball playoffs this year? The state champion was an 11 seed in the Whipple playoffs.
They won the states.
What are we doing here?
They won states too? Whipple and states?
Yes, Whipple and states.
Wow. Did they have a lot of injuries?
What?
Did they have a lot of injuries? Is that why their record wasn't very good?
No, I think they finished third in their own section, but they were obviously really good.
Congratulations on all their success.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Avonworth is turning into a tremendous athletic school.
They got some really good teams.
Don't
I know it. They've ended a bunch of seasons in our family.
We'll get to them in a moment.
Yeah, we're going to get to one in just a moment. I'm going to go with Steel Valley here.
Ooh.
Limits. I think Day-Day Barksdale is going to have a big day.
No Khalil Taylor for Seton LaSalle. Went to Pine Richland for the year. No problem for Seton. I think that they win it and they keep Barksdale in check. Amani and Avonworth, Donnie, the Lopes have been rolling. Luca Neal, incredible player.
Amani Christian
is playing, yes. They have a player that was supposed to go to Penn State and I think just flipped to North Carolina.
Avonworth has been the most impressive team we have seen all season, Limits. And that even spans to a team like Central Catholic, who we saw disband and disarm North Allegheny last week in the 6A title game. And I think what I love about Avonworth is that they don't really have a superstar, like 4 or 5 star skilled player that carries the load for them. They just have a bunch of really good high school football players. We saw that team beat Aliquippa by 2 scores at the Pit. That team, then a week later, went to Thomas Jefferson and beat them by 3 scores. Avonworth is going to win the state championship in Class 3A. As far as I'm concerned, I think they're going to win tomorrow afternoon, too.
My God, Donnie. You know more about that game than I could know if I studied it for 10 hours. I'll go with Avonworth. They always seem to win, so why not now?
I'm going with Avonworth as well, and I think Joe just might be piggybacking off what we're saying. So let's have him pick Peters Township Pine Richland first.
Another shot from this guy who was ahead of me by 10 picks 3 weeks ago, and now I'm ahead of him. What's the game?
Peters Township and Pine Richland.
My friend Susie Jones is from Peters Township. I told you this last week. I'm going for them. Is that Batco?
No, it's not. It's my buddy Brennan. He works at Channel 4. He does kind of look like Batco, though.
My God, he looks like the Batconian mongoose.
I am actually going with the upset here, Limits.
Whoa.
I am going to take Peters Township to pull it off. They lost that game last season. Nolan DeLucia got beat up in that game. And I know that Pine Richland hung 67 on North Allegheny about a month ago, but North Allegheny really isn't that good of a team this year. They just benefited from playing in 6A, and we saw what Central Catholic did to them a week ago. So I somewhat throw that game out the window. And Peters Township really impressed me last week in a game that we thought would come down to the wire. They dominated Upper St. Clair for 4 quarters, and they turned it on even more in the second half.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I think this is going to be a battle, Donnie, of teams that are loaded with 5 stars, 4 stars everywhere. Mostly just 4 stars, but Pine Richland adding Khalil Taylor, I think, is a different factor. I don't know how Peters is going to be able to cover Taylor and Timmons. Timmons now a 5-star on the outside. Ubi Strader, I think, maybe doesn't win the quarterback matchup, but I like Mac Miller for Pine Richland. I like their defense. From a South Hills perspective, I'd like to see Peters do very well, but I think Pine Richland has just way too much firepower, and they're going to win. All right, let's get to the college games. Joe, tonight West Virginia is at Clemson, and the Tigers are 3.5-point favorites. It's a Friday night game.
3.5 points?
That's it.
Wait a minute. Are you sure this isn't hoops that we're talking about here? I thought West Virginia was on a bye.
It might actually be hoops. Yeah, you're right. It is hoops. All right, disregard that.
No, you You know what? We're picking a basketball game. West Virginia 3.5 at Clemson. I'm going with West Virginia from what I saw of them. They're pretty good. We're picking this basketball game.
Yeah, I'll take them too. I mean, they blew Pitt's doors off, and I know Pitt's not necessarily a good team, but yeah, I'm going to take them out.
WVU around the board. All right, USC at Oregon tomorrow.
Which sport?
This is football. USC is 15th in the country. Oregon is 7th in the country, and they're favored by 10.5.
Who are they playing?
USC.
Is it at Oregon?
It's at Oregon.
I'm going to take Oregon. I'm going to go with Dan Lanning's Ducks.
Limits, who are you going to pick?
I'm going with USC. I feel like 10.5 is just too big of a spread, and it's going to be a competitive game, Joe.
Well, let me take a quick look at USC here. Oh, gee, they beat Matt Rhule. That was tough. You know what Matt Rhule's record is against ranked teams?
It's like 2-24.
Somehow worse than James Franklin.
It is worse than James Franklin.
Yeah, he makes James Franklin look like Bear Bryant against ranked teams. He's 0-8 at Nebraska. Anyway, you know what? I think Notre Dame's pretty good, and USC hung within 10 at Notre Dame. I'm going to take USC in this game to cover.
I am as well. All right, Nebraska at Penn State. The Nittany Lions are favored by 7.5. Donnie, Catron Allen has a chance to break the all-time Penn State rushing record. He needs 139 yards. I think he does it. I wish I could go, but we're doing high school football, and I have Penn State winning and covering.
This is the game that I was talking about earlier. 8.5 Nebraska's favored by at Penn State?
7.5 we have it at, unless the line changed.
Okay, that's fine.
And Nebraska is the favorite.
What? No, Penn State is the favorite.
What? Brett? How is Penn State favored by 7.5 over anybody?
Now it is 8.5. So what would you like to go with, 7.5 or 8.5, Joe?
Who's favored in the game?
Penn State is favored in the game.
I thought the listing I saw was Nebraska.
No, I'm looking at it right now.
Now I'm confused. I'm going to pick.
Oh, my gosh.
Nebraska, I guess, now.
Go ahead.
Nebraska.
We'll go with 7.5.
Is this a softball game or football?
Baseball.
I'm actually going against my better thoughts. I'll take Penn State here. I think they make it 2 in a row, and I think they win by 10+.
All right, Joe, Pitt at Georgia Tech. Yellow Jackets are only favored by 2.5 in this game. They're the 16th-ranked team in the country.
Pitt's game against Notre Dame, while a mismatch talent-wise, was also very, very worrisome. Unfortunately, I have a feeling we're in the midst of another Narduzzi collapse. I'm going to go, and I'm worried about Heinschel now after last week. I'm going to go Georgia Tech to cover.
What's the number here again?
It's 2.5, Georgia Tech.
Oh. I think Pitt actually, oh, man. 2.5 is a tiny number for college football.
Yeah.
Donnie's starting to feel some pressure here late in the season.
I am.
He's winning the quiz show, but he's crumbling here.
I'm going to say that Pitt bounces back, Joe.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
I think Pitt bounces back. And
the race to go to the ACC championship game continues for Donnie.
They could lose this one 110-3 and still have a big game left.
I have Georgia Tech winning this one by a touchdown. Patriots at the Bengals. Does New England win this game, Joe? So will Joe Burrow play? It is still up in the air. The point spread for this matchup currently is 7 points favoring New England. And you, picking it for us, says that the Bengals will win.
I think the Bengals will win outright. And if Burrow runs onto that field, it'll even be more so. It's time for the Patriots to even out a little bit. Like Drake May, he's a legit MVP candidate. But come on, that roster, top to bottom, they're going to lose a couple games still. And this will be one of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Cincy will win the game outright. If it does, then Joe is a genius, and he has us down for a couple of lunches on Nick Costos' dime.
Two steak dinners.
But I will take Cincy to cover here regardless. I think it's a close game.
Yeah, I'm also going with the Bengals to cover. I wish that would have been the bet to cover and not outright win. But
Well, hold on a second. If you think, Limits, it's going to be a close game, then what's so crazy about picking the Bengals to win a game you think is going to be close anyway?
Because the Bengals have been so bad in close games this year, like that game against the Jets, late against the Steelers a couple of weeks ago. They were good, but overall the results have not favored the Bengals at the end of games. because that Bears game where Chicago came back on them, I just don't have the confidence that the Bengals defense would be able to hold them off.
All right, we have to go.
Okay, quickly, Jets at Ravens, 13.5 points. The Ravens are favored.
Jets, cover.
Jets.
Ravens. Browns at Raiders. The Raiders are favored by 4.
Browns win the game outright.
Nobody should be nobody should be favored by 4. Whoever the other team is that wasn't favored by 4 will cover.
I also have the Browns then, I guess, after Joe's soliloquy. Okay, Steelers at Bears. Chicago favored by 2.5. Aaron Rodgers, according to Mike Tomlin today, is officially questionable. He was a limited participant in today's practice.
Steelers 26-20. They cover and win.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Steelers 28-18. I still think that Rodgers will play. Do you?
Yeah, I think he's going to play.
I'm going with the Steelers 21-18. I do think that Aaron Rodgers will play, and I think that they will take this one just ever so slightly by a field goal, gentlemen.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
65% chance of rain tonight. High of Jeff Locke, 49. Low of Bobby Spillane, 41. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Our thanks to the great people here at 84 Lumber in Bridgeville. You should stop out. What an awesome store. 10% off all Pittsburgh area 84 Lumber showrooms today and tomorrow off retail purchases. Thanks again to all the folks out here. Donnie, Limits, talk to you guys soon. And, of course, our great friend Seth, the Eagles backer, to our left. Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.